This recording, Oregon 1, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was so strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a clean cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, originally I was born in Portland, Oregon. My parents moved us around a lot, me and my little sister. She and I are about 3 years and a day apart. It's funny because she was born a day after me, but she's 3 years younger than I am. But anyway, so we moved around pretty almost every year. I lived generally in the metropolitan area of Portland, St. John's, Gresham, Troutdale, and in those general areas. And I'm sure there's probably more, but I can't really remember them very well. When I was 10 years old, my parents moved us up, me and my sister, up to Southwest Washington, just across the river, so I could still go and see my grandma if I wanted to. And I grew up there until I was 21 years old. I graduated from high school. I was the first time I was able to graduate from one school for 4 years. A little late, but who cares, right? As far as moving around is concerned. So I didn't have a whole lot of friends. I was kind of a loner. But I really, really loved choir music, and I was in choir for 5 years. When I turned in 21, I moved cross-country with a friend of mine to Baltimore, Maryland, where I lived for about 2 or 3 nights. After that, we moved down to the D.C. metropolitan area where I am currently living. I was a receptionist, which was really very interesting. You get to hear a lot of different types of people all over the country, because the product that from the company that I was working for, the product was very well known on the East Coast, but I'd never even really heard of it until I moved here. But people who grew up in the baby boomer era were very familiar, and even though they moved away to all kinds of places, they had interest in getting the product. So I got to do a lot of over-the-phone sales, and it was a fun thing for me to do, to try and locate where each person was from originally because of the way they sounded, and I got pretty good at it, actually, being able to tell if somebody was from New York or from Jersey, or if they were from the Deep South, or if they were from Texas versus Missouri. And that was really fun. I got in trouble a lot, though, because I would keep talking a little longer than I was supposed to. But it's fun talking to people. I enjoy talking to people and hearing their stories. So, yeah, that's definitely true.